With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. When a lost pet or stray is brought into an animal shelter, they're given a thorough exam, and shelter staff try to find the owner through an embedded chip or a tag. Santa Fe Animal Shelter Director Dr. Jennifer Steckity adds up the cost for an animal that remains sheltered for several weeks.
What a lot of people don't understand is that to provide the level of care that we do here, which is to give healthy food, to keep them clean and housed and warm, and to provide them any medical care that they need, to vaccinate them, to deworm them, to spay or neuter, of course, to provide some mental stimulation. The average animal takes $650 during its stay here at the shelter.
Steckity says the Santa Fe shelter and many of the other dozen facilities in New Mexico struggle to absorb actual costs of care. She says communities often donate, but she says it's best to spay and neuter pets when they're young so as to avoid the multiple problems population booms bring.
And the truth is there's absolutely no reason for an animal to go through a litter. And in fact, they tend to heal much faster from surgery if they're spayed or neutered before they reach maturity. The surgery is simpler. There's less, obviously, tissue to remove, and they tend to recover faster from anesthesia. So I would never recommend that people wait for spay-neuter. And if everyone just spayed and neutered a little earlier, you can just think about the population difference that we would see.
The math is pretty overwhelming, says Steckity, from just one pup or kitty that has two litters in 1 year. As many as 144 dogs or cats are born. 12 pups who have 12 pups themselves, that's 144 in just 1 year that began with that one mother. The Santa Fe shelter cares for 5,000 animals per year, but most, Steckity says, only stay for a few weeks before they find permanent homes. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.